Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
If you're in business, no doubt you have insurance to cover multiple risks. Having insurance is part of the cost of doing business. But what if I told you that if you had no claims, you could get part of your premiums back and save your company money? Big money. This week on the Make It Right podcast, we discuss insurance, in particular, performance-based insurance, and how it can really benefit your business. My guest is Bob Phelan. He's the president and CEO of TriPoint Insurance. And he's also the author of an interesting short book called The Cost of Ignorance. What you don't know about performance-based insurance can save your company millions. Hi, Bob. Great to have you on the show.
Glad to be here, Janet. It's exciting for me whenever I get an opportunity to share the concept and the benefits of performance-based insurance.
Okay, so did I oversell this opportunity?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
When people go out and buy insurance, there are some common and costly mistakes that they typically make companies when they go out to buy insurance. What are those common mistakes they make and why are they costly?
Jan, I've been providing business insurance solutions to companies of all shapes and sizes for about 40 years. And the most common mistake that I see is that a company thinks they can manage the cost of business insurance, and that's really about becoming an expert insurance buyer, which is about negotiating a deal at every renewal. But it's not about negotiating a deal. If you want to solve the challenge of the cost of insurance, it's about preventing the claims in the first place and then managing those claims that do happen to their lowest possible cost. Ultimately, any company's long-term insurance cost is a direct reflection of their claims. Sooner or later, the claims are going to drive the cost. And what I say is whoever manages and reduces their claims to the lowest level, they are the winner of the insurance game. There's no other strategy that even comes close. No buying, no manipulation, no play games with the underwriters. As I like to say, kind of tongue-in-cheek, it's the claim, stupid. Control it, control them, and you will always get the cheapest insurance. Always. That's an irrefutable principle, and it's the biggest idea I can share with your manufacturing audience this morning.
Okay, so that does kind of seem like a no-brainer, but I'm sure that most people don't really think of it that way. So your company provides performance-based insurance. So explain the difference between performance-based insurance and what people mostly know as insurance, which I guess is called subsidy-based insurance.
Jenna, as I said, I've been doing this 40 years, so I guess I'm a veteran. And one of the things I seen over the years is insurance creates more complexity with its jargon than is really necessary. And 4 or 5 years ago, I took this, there's a concept that the industry has where they sell insurance products that are called loss sensitive, which means that the premium fluctuates relative to claim levels. And they have all these esoteric names for these products, and they're very confusing. So I took this umbrella term, performance-based insurance, because ultimately those products all work the same way. Your ultimate premium is determined by your performance being defined as your claims. I call traditional or conventional insurance subsidy-based insurance. I'm sure none of your listeners have ever heard that unless they've read my book, because that's the only place that that concept is talked about. And I call it subsidy-based insurance because instead of getting money back, your insurance profits are used to subsidize the poor experience of the unsafe companies where you're in a risk pool with them. One form of PBI is called captive insurance. It's kind of what we specialize in. And it's a global industry, and I know you've got a global listeners here. And depending on company size and premium spend, that captive insurance performance-based concept should be available to all your listeners.
Okay. So what are the key benefits of PBI or performance-based insurance?
The key benefit is that you can earn financial rewards, cash, money, dividends, that are, come in the form of dividends if you have low claims. Any form of performance-based insurance, as I said earlier, that is the insurance game changer. And it will absolutely provide the lowest net cost. The best forms of PBI can reduce property casualty business insurance by as much as 50% annually.
Wow. So it is the claim stupid, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It is.
Okay. So I said at the start that the premiums not used for claims are returned to the business owners. Is that correct, or are they held and reinvested on behalf of your PBI group?
It's kind of a combination.
Okay.
And there's many forms of PBI, but let's use this form that we call a captive insurance company, because that's probably the one most widely available to your listeners. You in a captive insurance company, you pay a premium either to an insurance company that you formed for yourself and your own operating entities, or you join a small group of similar, safer companies like yourself. As soon as you pay that premium, instead of the insurance company earning investment income on those premiums on deposit, you will earn that investment income until the underwriting year is closed. Sometimes claims, particularly in the area of workers' compensation, can take years before they finally close out. So when you look at an underwriting year in a captive, it takes 3 or 4 years for those claims to get to their ultimate cost and the managing company to close that year down. But once it's done, the underwriting profit, which is the what's left over, you pay a premium and then you have claims, and what's left over in the middle is the underwriting profit. All that underwriting profit will be returned to you at the end of that underwriting year. I know it's a little complicated. You think that made sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, let's back up just a little bit. There is an actual cost to have this type of insurance, which would be X number percentage of whatever you put in on your premium. So that is something you're always going to have to pay. Then there's the bulk of it, which is there for claims. If you only take that bulk and use 30% of that for claims, the other 70% is what is going to come back to you?
That's a little aggressive. Yeah, that's a little aggressive. Let me use a really easy example.
Okay.
Let's use a $1 million insurance, annual insurance spend, just so we have a round number.
Great.
The cost to run an insurance company, whether you're a global multinational like AIG or your own captive insurance company, depending on the scale, it's somewhere between 30 and 40%. So let's take the conservative end of that. Costs $400,000 a year to run your mini insurance company.
Okay.
And that's all the underwriting expense, the claim expense, the marketing expense, the actuarial, the legal, the banking, just like a real insurance company. So that would be $400,000. The other $600,000 is the amount of premium that has been allocated to pay claims. So in this example, if you had no claims, that means you've got $600,000 there that would be returned in the form of dividend, plus the investment income that you earned over that period of time when the premium was on deposit.
Okay. So I'm guessing that most business owners have never wanted to be an owner in an insurance company. So explain how this captive insurance thing works, how you actually get into one of these, and why it can be so key to their success.
You know, there's a lot of adjectives that we use as benefits of performance-based insurance or PBI. The one I like the most, I think, is control, that ownership equals control. Insurance is an institution or a mechanism where you share risk with others. Mm-hmm. With subsidy-based or conventional insurance, you have no idea who you're sharing risk with. Your broker comes to you, you pay a premium, that premium goes into the risk pools of these large insurance companies, then you have no idea who you're subsidizing or who you're sharing risk with. With PBI, you choose your risk-sharing partners. You share risk in a cleaner or lower claim pool versus a dirty or higher claim pool that's run by an insurance company. Ownership does not mean you are taking on some unlimited level of risk. There is some downside, but it's easily managed. You don't get this one way and not the other way. If you have, if you're not a safe company, and you have a high frequency of claims, you'll be penalized with performance-based insurance. But you will not be penalized, which is what a lot of business owners worry about some unpredictable and large claim that suddenly wipes out your company. Every form of insurance has a backstop or reinsurance or some level to eliminate, to limit the exposure of a policyholder. Otherwise, you're not really buying insurance. You're not buying something that's going to allow you to sleep at night. So in summary there, it's about control. Choosing to share risk in a cleaner pool where you're going to get more money back in the form of a dividend.
Okay, so how many companies are actually in a PBI insurance program then?
If you have a large insurance spend, and in U.S. dollars, that might be $1 million or more for your workers' compensation, liability, your trucks and auto fleet, it's $1 million. You can actually form your own insurance company and reinsure your various operating entities or corporations right within your own pool. If you're not that big, then you join something called a group captive, where you share risk with other similar kinds of manufacturing companies. And typically those are comprised of anywhere to 20 to 100 on the large side, other companies all sharing risk with each other.
Okay. So how do you actually start or get involved in a PBI?
You contact an insurance broker like me, who is a PBI expert. And there aren't a lot of us. PBI, even though it's been around a long time in its various forms, I think captives were started in the U.S. back in the late 40s, early 50s. So we're looking at, 50, 60, 70 years. There's a lot of penetration with the largest companies. Almost all the Global 1000 or Fortune 500 use of PBI in its different forms. But the middle market, which I think is where most of your listeners are based, mm-hmm. there's really very little penetration there. I think in the U.S., we have, I'm going to say 80 or 90,000 companies that satisfy middle market definition. And there's probably only 4,000 or 5,000 of them that are in captive insurance companies, and maybe another couple of thousand that are in other forms of PBI. So the penetration is very low and the expertise is very low. But we're out there and you can find us, and we'll perform a feasibility study to determine the best form of performance-based insurance for your company.
This is the Make It Right podcast, and we've been talking about performance-based insurance with Bob Phelan, the president and CEO of TriPoint Insurance. Bob will join me again next week to talk about why most companies don't know about performance-based insurance, and he'll also share some real-life stories about the savings PBI has brought to his clients. If you're working to improve your safety record or have a great safety record at your workplace, you'll not want to miss this episode. Bob is also the author of The Cost of Ignorance: What You Don't Know About Performance-Based Insurance Can Save Your Company Millions. If you want to dig deeper into this topic, you can find his book on Amazon. That's our show for this week. You can follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and YouTube. I'm Janet Eastman, and until next time, thanks very much for listening to the Make It Right podcast.